Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we come before you this morning, we thank you that we do have a Redeemer. We thank you, Lord, that we do have a Daysman, someone that can place one hand on us and one hand on God and bring the two of us together. We thank you, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus into that lawsuit, the one who paid the price for us, and that through him we can have eternal life and right standing before you. And most of all, Lord, let us settle in our hearts that we will be vindicated, that all the injustices of this life will be put right by you one day. And may we have hope in that, as Job did. In our tests and our trials, let us learn, Lord, that you have a plan in it, so that we can grow closer to you, so that we can find wisdom and understanding, and Lord, so that we can know in our hearts that you live. Open our eyes to your book of Job. Help us, we pray, for more understanding. And I pray, Lord, that we can have your peace through whatever we're going through. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to be looking at our fifth part of Job. And today we're going to be looking at Job examines himself. The book of Job raises many issues. And one of them is that God believes in unconditional love. And that's a strong issue. God believes in unconditional love. When you go before the Lord and you say, I am a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, he's my Lord and Savior, the Lord will test that. And Satan says they only love you because of what they can get out of their relationship with you. In other words, they want something to work. They want their faith to work. They want to receive blessings. Job loves you because you gave him something. And that's why Christians will love you. But God first loved us. And the Lord requires us to love him unconditionally. And the question of Job is this possible? And yes, it is. Because Job reaches that point in his life where he says, even if God slays me, yet he will save me. And yet I will still believe in him. And Job never knew what was going on between God and Satan, in the same way that we don't know what's behind many of the afflictions that we have been through. And many times we go through afflictions and we haven't got a clue why, and we don't understand them. But the real issue is, can you still love God in them? Can you still remain faithful in them like Job? And in our tests and our trials, like Job, we should believe that God is sovereign. And in all situations, we should learn to worship and to trust in the Lord and not to give up on our faith in him. The world wants people to give up on the idea that Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. It's not popular to be Christian. The question is, are you going to remain faithful to the end? Because the book of Job shows us that God is there in all situations and that he will ultimately reward us for our Christianity. But we have to come to that place where we believe it in our hearts, that it is the right thing to do. Make a commitment no matter what comes your way. And trust me, as Christians, many things will come your way. But we should remain faithful in all things. And sometimes the situation in your life that you deem to be the lowest might, from heaven's perspective, be one of your shining moments. Just like Job. Satan said to God, if you take away his things, he'll curse you. But Job remained faithful, as should we. And it gets to that point like Paul where we say, whatever happens in our lives, we will still worship the Lord. Because though we are weak, yet in Christ we shall remain strong. And in your tests and trials, instead of collapsing and cursing God like Job, we just need to carry on praising him and worshiping him and remaining faithful to him. And notice that Job was not healed the day after his affliction. It is believed that Job was about 70 when he went through what he went through, and that the trial lasted several months, and some people maintain even up to 1.5 years. And then after his trial, the Bible tells us he lived until the age of 210. And so however long we seem to be in the affliction, we need to learn as Job did, to understand that this life is not long enough to sort out all the injustices, that we should long for the resurrection and our place eternally with God. And so this life is not right, it's not fair. Job discovered that, and I'm sure all of us have as well. But ultimately God will put them right. And the book of Job shows us that Satan, although operating with limited power under God, has the ability to do a lot of evil. He has power within limits because he's under God, created by God. But he has power. But in all of it, Job never addressed Satan. Job never spoke to Satan. Job never put his attention on the devil, like so many Christians today that concentrate so much on demons behind every bush and what the devil's doing in their life. We need to come to that place in our lives where all we do is just give Jesus the glory and the honor. Where all we do is just concentrate on the Lord, because God is in control of everything. He's sovereign. It's in His will. And as we trust in the Lord, so the Lord will deliver us. It's not about the devil. But the devil influences people just like Job's friends who can hurt you. That's why we are warned in the Bible, in the New Testament, 3 times more than anything else, about Satan's ministers, the angels of light, false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing, the ones that want to deceive us. And so we are warned about deception more than anything else. We are to be like the Bereans who study the Word of God to make sure that the things that are preached are in fact according to Scripture, so that we are not deceived and sucked into some mystical experience that there's so much of today. And God reveals to us the way that we need to worship Him. We are told that we cannot burn strange fire, as Aaron's sons who were consumed, as Cain who worshipped the way that he wanted to worship God, and God judged him. The way that God reveals Himself to be worshipped in His Word, that is the way we are to follow after God. And sometimes, in our tests and our trials, we get closer to the Lord. And in most cases, we should then re-establish our priorities in our lives. That's what tests and trials do for us. What's the most important thing in your life? What is it all about? What are your priorities? And your priority should be Christ and eternal life.